We know what that music means.
It means there will be some reference to Bernie Sanders.
Or Larry David, right?
Yeah. More likely Bernie Sanders. He's getting a lot more press right now. Pat Tomasulo, you know you love Pat from the morning show at WGN-TV. And the WGN-TV Morning News. And now, Pat,
First off, let me just say one thing.
Yeah.
I did not think Tom Skilling's forecast could get any longer than they are on television. But that was a pretty long Tom Skilling radio forecast as well.
You know what we found about...
My God.
We found this out about Tom. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Tom joins us every night. The schedule available at about 6:40.
Yep.
He's a treasure.
He's
the most intelligent about weather meteorologist you're going to find in America who is able to communicate it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But he does, like me, likes to talk. And you know what happens? We get done with we're supposed to be done at like 6:51 with that. Forecast. We're done. We're done about 9 o'clock at night.
And then he yells at Tom. Roe yells at Tom, and then you know Tom is nice and just says,
"Okay." Boy, well, I'll tell you, Roe, it's just a lot of weather out there.
Something like that, yeah. Something about that. Yeah.
But he's so lovable.
He is the best.
So it doesn't matter what he does.
He is the best. He is the best. All right, now let me ask you about this. First of all, we're going to talk in a second here about a very, very cool event you're doing with Ralphie May. The Ignite the Spirit fundraiser. Ralphie May, guy just could not be funnier.
Mm-hmm.
Could not be funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, but he calls everybody like Buttercup and stuff. So you got to be a little careful about that. You just not, all right, y'all, Buttercup. He's got this whole thing that he does.
Good.
Yeah. But he's very, very, very great comic. And you're going to be doing this deal. It's the Ignite the Spirit fundraiser. It is at the Copernicus Center, which is awesome. That is such that's a
beautiful
little
theater.
Yeah, that's a little gem too. 5216 West Lawrence Avenue. And that is this is gonna be on Friday night. Doors open at 6 o'clock, show starts at 7 o'clock, costs anywhere from $20 to $65, and you go to ignitethespirit.org. And the money, this is really great too, goes to the families of firefighters in need here.
So it's kind of like the Chicago Police Memorial Fund for firefighters.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we are, and you know, you were saying, I think the cheapest tickets were what, 20?
Yeah.
$20 to get in?
Yep.
I mean, Ralphie alone, to see him in a comedy club, you're gonna spend $25 plus a two-drink minimum, and you really don't get to see him in comedy clubs now a ton either, because most of the stuff he's doing are bigger venues. I mean, this is a guy who's done, you know, four-hour-long specials, you know, plus Gwen LaRocca, who's also on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen is a headliner. You know, I headline clubs around here. So for $20, I mean, it's a terrific show. And with the proceeds going to where they're going, we're pretty psyched to be doing it.
All right, speaking of headlining, you have to explain this. You're going to explain yourself, Tomasulo. You know, this is a very tense election year. We're about to, you know, we're about to go to the polls in November and elect the next president of the United States. And, you know, our choices are pretty interesting.
Is that coming up? I hadn't even noticed.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some interesting choices here. One of which will be the end of the world as we know it. But then but this John Kasich fellow was in town. It was a very.
Sure.
He's a smart guy, good guy, governor of Ohio, former congressman.
Yeah.
Apparently, he says that he fixed the economy in the 1980s. It was great. Or 1990s. It was great. Now, then, all of a sudden, this guy comes up out of nowhere, dressed as Bernie Sanders, and it basically a protester. Now, if you had done that at a Trump rally, Thomas,
watch out.
They'd have killed you.
I would have loved to have done. Well, I would have done it at a Trump rally, but he doesn't put himself in the town hall. There's no way I would have gotten access to him. It would have been just a rally. So if I would have done a Trump thing, the only thing I would have been able to do is talk to Trump supporters, and that would have just been too easy comedically. So, you know, I wanted to at least get some FaceTime with the candidate himself. And he was really the only – it was all really a matter of timing. We honestly would have gone to a Trump thing if there was anything on that day at that time. But I think our only choices were Kasich and Ted Cruz's wife. I'm not going to go mess with the candidate's wife.
Leave that to Trump. Trump does that. Yeah. He handles that very nicely.
Exactly.
Right. So I wasn't going to do that. And then I had two choices for Kasich. The first one, he was at Navistar in the morning. And I knew there was no way we were getting in the damn door there. But I was like, ooh, a town hall? they can't technically kick us away because this is a public parks district venue. And, like, I would have expected a little bit more resistance. We just walked right in the freaking door.
Oh,
not
my
only
gosh.
That, we walk in, and I'm passing a cop as I walk by. And I'm like, "Hello, officer, thank you very much." He's smiling, he waves, and we just walk right in. And I'm walking, "Hello, where are we going? Where's the town hall? Where do we go?" And then we go in, and the door to the thing is locked because it's an emergency. It's like in a gym, right? So it's locked. And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know how I'm going to get in here." And then an official-looking guy with a badge on, like a ID badge. I don't know if he was packing. He looked like security. Mm-hmm. Just opens the door and lets us right in. So
how
the
weird.
Moral of the story is, if you just walk around with a guy with a gigantic camera and you look like you belong, they're just going to let you in wherever you want to be. Now, I imagine, and the other thing I was thinking, too, if it were Hillary, I don't know if we would have been able to do that, because she probably has Secret Service.
She does, yeah.
It's a little more difficult.
But, yeah, she obviously does have a Secret Service detail, but I'm thinking Kasich probably does not. I didn't see any guys there.
Obviously not. It's that easy.
I'm sure he has some security, but he definitely doesn't have, you know, knee breakers like Hillary probably has.
But didn't you go to the Bernie Sanders speech as well? And then he seemed to be
I'll tell you what I did do, though. We went to Bernie's campaign office in Chicago.
Fun.
And unfortunately, we had some camera issues and it didn't record. But I walked right into Bernie Sanders' campaign office as Bernie Sanders and just gave an impromptu speech to everybody there.
Do they love it, or were
so
they like, get out of here?
I busted in. I was like, "Hello, everybody. Thank you. I want to thank you for all of your support. I know you weren't expecting to see me here today, but I want to thank you all. You're all doing a very wonderful job."
Did they escort you out? Were they cool with it?
Yeah, they were fine with it. I think they were totally bewildered. I think you have a much younger crowd in the Bernie campaign office, so I think they were a little bit more unaffected by it.
Yeah, and
I think at one point they were like, Bernie, you just need to keep it down a little bit. It's fine, but just we're trying to make phone calls. I'm like, "Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was so loud."
And also,
yeah, gave a 2-minute speech thanking them.
And also, because they're so young, they didn't know what that big TV camera was. Why wasn't somebody? Why didn't they
right.
just have a phone up in the air taking a picture
right.
of this?
Why is it so large?
Yeah,
what's
no,
the
they
point
thought
of that?
Was really official.
Yeah. What is that? Why do we know what that is? Is that a weapon?
Yeah.
We've got the hand gestures down too. Oh my gosh, it's hilarious to watch you in action. If anyone hasn't, you can find it. I'm sure on WGN TV.
Do you? Do you still have the wig?
No, that wasn't a wig. That was that thing took, and you can see this. I put this on my Facebook page. It took over two and a half hours to do that transformation.
To do the
we
makeup
time lapse thing. Yeah, what she did was she put a bald cap on, and then attached it and used makeup, and then she used adhesive to stick every individual strand of hair.
because we
wanted to get the hairline right. I wasn't gonna go with some half-assed wig job.
No.
We had to get the hairline right. He's got that half moon hairline on top of his head, and then the back of his head looks like cotton candy, and we wanted to make that look legitimate. Listen, I have a commitment to excellence. This isn't just radio. We don't just roll in and do our little show. We gotta
a lot of prep.
Oh, you just
like
wait.
A presidential candidate, it takes a lot of prep.
You think that we're disinterested in what we're doing? Wait till you hear the millennials coming up in the next half hour. They're going to take over the show. They're truly disinterested in what we're doing.
It's going to be total anarchy.
All right.
4:30.
Well, it was an interesting transformation because I saw it. You know, it broke. The news broke before anybody knew it was you.
I know. I was like,
really
who is
funny.
This guy? And they were like, "Oh, it's Pat Tomasulo. That's so cool that
it was
you."
Like hours later, it was like CNN identified him like he was a bomber.
Yeah, you
we
almost thought you were going to be dangerous.
Right. The guy who got into the Kasich rally is a sportscaster.
Do they identify me and have like my bio or talk to my do phoners with my friends and relatives in my high school gym?
We never expected this from him. We thought that was so strange.
He seemed
like such a normal guy. And next thing you know,
but there was so. You can tell us that there was no secret. Like you had done. Some people had suggested that you had worked it out with the Kasich people in advance.
No, they. You know what the funny thing? This is how insane people are. This is why everybody needs to just
chill out.
The whole thing needs to be over, and everybody needs to just get their heads out of their butts. You had like some people being like, "I can't believe you would endorse Kasich like this. You're from a news station." And then other people are like, I can't believe you're endorsing Bernie Sanders. I'm like, you people are insane.
Right.
Wait, how does anybody take that as a political statement? That's how nuts people are right now.
I know. Well, that's the you should work in political talk radio and see what happens. All right, Pat, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, guys.
And
thanks, Pat.
Go see Pat along with the
Friday, 7 o'clock. Great show.
The great Ralphie May. And it's gonna be a lot of fun. Doors open at 6 o'clock, Copernicus Center. Get the tickets at ignitethespirit.org. Great organization helping the families of fallen firefighters. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye, Pat.
Very excellent makeup job on him.
Oh, it was so good. You honestly, even though we both know exactly what he looks like, you had no idea that was him when he broke through the crowds and jumped on with John Kasich. You just thought, okay, this is some random guy.
Right.
And there you go. It's Pat Tomasulo. And then he takes his act on the street and everything. It's very funny. There's a bunch of videos on WGNTV.com that you might want to check out.
Yeah. And I think he does the transfer. He got that. That's got that whole thing with the transformation. They show how he did it. And he's got this makeup artist who's an instructor at one of the makeup schools here.
Uh-huh.
So did the whole deal.
Expert job.
Yeah.